Welcome to your GCSE Citizenship Studies Revision Podcast. Today we are diving into Theme A, Living Together in the UK. This is one of the most relevant topics in the entire specification because it is literally about you, your community and the society you live in. By the end of this episode, you will have a solid grasp of everything examiners are looking for. So, let us get started. Section 1. Identity and diversity in the UK. The UK is one of the most diverse societies in the world, and that diversity is growing. The UK population is changing in several key ways. First, it is ageing. In 2021, around 19% of the UK population was aged 65 or over. Second, the UK is becoming more ethnically diverse. The 2021 census showed that around 18% of people in England and Wales identified as belonging to an ethnic minority group. Third, religious diversity is increasing too. A key concept you need to understand is multiple identities. Every person in the UK has multiple identities simultaneously. You might identify as British, but also as a Mancunian, a Muslim, a woman, a teenager, and a football fan, all at the same time. Examiners love this concept. Give a specific, realistic example like that one. Section 2. Migration. Types and effects. This is a topic where candidates often lose marks by being too vague. You must be precise. An economic migrant is someone who moves to another country primarily to find work or improve their standard of living. It is a voluntary decision. A refugee is someone who has been forced to flee their home country due to war, persecution, or natural disaster. An asylum seeker is someone who has applied for refugee status, but whose application has not yet been decided. Do not use these terms interchangeably in your exam. Examiners will penalise you for it. Economically, migrants often fill skills gaps. The NHS relies heavily on workers from overseas. In 2022, around 15% of NHS staff were non-UK nationals. Socially, migration enriches cultural life. Think of the influence of Caribbean, South Asian, and Eastern European communities on British food, music, and festivals. Section 3. The Equality Act 2010. This is a cornerstone piece of legislation. The Equality Act 2010 brought together previous anti-discrimination laws. Its central purpose is to protect people from discrimination, harassment, and victimisation. The Act identifies 9 protected characteristics: age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex, and sexual orientation. A great memory trick. All decent groups must promote real respect, sincerely and seriously. Direct discrimination is when someone is treated less favourably because of a protected characteristic. Indirect discrimination is when a rule applies to everyone but puts people with a protected characteristic at a disadvantage. Section 4. Human rights. Key documents. 5 documents you must know. First, the Magna Carta, signed in 1215, established that even the monarch is subject to the law. Second, the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948. 30 fundamental rights for every human being. Third, the European Convention on Human Rights, 1950, allows individuals to take cases to the European Court of Human Rights. Fourth, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, 1989. Children have specific rights, and their best interests must be a top priority. Fifth, the Human Rights Act, 1998. Incorporated the ECHR directly into UK law. Memory device. My uncle enjoys unusual habits. Magna Carta, UN Declaration, ECHR, UNCRC, Human Rights Act. Section 5. Balancing rights. Rights are not absolute. They can conflict with each other. Freedom of speech versus the right to be protected from hate speech. The right to privacy versus national security. When answering questions about competing rights, always use a specific real-world example. Explain the conflict clearly and discuss how the law tries to balance the two rights. This approach will take you to the higher mark levels.
Section 6. Local government, structure and funding. Local councils are responsible for delivering services in your area. Things like schools, roads, waste collection and social care. The structure of local government has two key parts, and this is where many candidates get confused. Elected councillors are members of the public who stand for election and are voted in by local residents. They make policy decisions. They decide what the council should do and how money should be spent. Council officers, on the other hand, are professional employees appointed by the council. They implement the decisions made by councillors. They are not elected, they are hired for their expertise. The key distinction? Councillors decide, officers do. Write that down. How does the council get its money? There are four main sources. Council tax, paid by households in the area based on the value of their property. Business rates, paid by local businesses, also based on property value. Government grants, money given by central government to support specific services. And charges for services, payments made directly for things like parking, leisure centres and waste disposal. Now, exam tips and common mistakes. Let us talk about how to pick up every available mark. Tip 1. Always define your terms. If a question asks you to explain what is meant by integration, do not assume the examiner knows you understand it. Write a clear definition. Integration means the process by which different groups in society come together and participate fully in social, economic, and cultural life. Tip 2. Use specific examples. Vague answers do not earn marks at the higher levels. Instead of saying migrants contribute to the economy, say, in 2022, around 15% of NHS staff were non-UK nationals, showing how migration fills critical skills gaps in public services. Tip 3. For questions about rights, always acknowledge that rights can conflict. Do not just list rights, explain the tension between them and how the law seeks a balance. Tip 4. Do not confuse councillors and officers. This is one of the most common errors in the exam. Remember, councillors are elected and make decisions. Officers are appointed and carry them out. Tip 5. Know your human rights documents in chronological order. Examiners often ask you to explain the development of human rights over time. Use the timeline. 1215, 1948, 1950, 1989, 1998. Now, let us do a quick-fire recall quiz. I will ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. Name 3 of the 9 protected characteristics under the Equality Act 2010. The 9 are age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex and sexual orientation. Question 2. What is the difference between a refugee and an asylum seeker? A refugee has been granted protection after fleeing persecution. An asylum seeker has applied for that protection but is still waiting for a decision. Question 3. In what year was the Human Rights Act passed and what did it do? 1998. It incorporated the European Convention on Human Rights into UK law, allowing people to take cases to UK courts. Question 4. What are the two roles in local government and how do they differ? Elected councillors make policy decisions. Council officers are appointed professionals who implement those decisions. Question 5. Name the 5 key human rights documents in chronological order. Magna Carta, 1215, UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948, European Convention on Human Rights, 1950, UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, 1989, Human Rights Act, 1998. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you are well on your way. If you struggled with any, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign-off. Let us bring it all together. Theme A is fundamentally about how people with different backgrounds, identities, and beliefs can live together in a fair, democratic society. The key threads running through everything we have covered today are diversity and identity,
the legal framework that protects rights, and the democratic structures that give citizens a voice. Remember, the Equality Act 2010 protects 9 characteristics. Human rights have developed over 800 years from Magna Carta to the Human Rights Act. Rights can and do conflict and must be balanced. And local councils are funded through council tax, business rates, government grants, and service charges. You have got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in this exam is a reflection of the effort you put in. Good luck, and I will see you in the next episode.